Bethlehem, Manger Square, the birthplace of Christ and site of the Church of the Nativity. The idyllic charms of the old city and the biblical significance of the place mask the realities of Christians in this troubled land.
Abroad, we are really a fairy tale city.
Leila Sansour is a filmmaker, a Christian, and a resident of Bethlehem, where Christians now make up only a third of the town's population.
Because I'm working this year on a film about Bethlehem, I interviewed about 150 people in the streets of London from all over the world, asking them, do you know Bethlehem? Have you heard of it? What does it mean to you? About 90% of these people thought that Bethlehem is a biblical city that does not exist any longer on earth. And I was very shocked by that such a large number of people don't believe that Bethlehem exists.
The exodus of Christians from the Holy Land, who now number less than 3% of the population in Israel and Palestine, has been going on since Ottoman times, but has been more acute in the last decade.
Over the last 4 years specifically, there has been a lot of immigration from Bethlehem, and it's been most pronounced among the Christian community.
Leila Sansour is so concerned about her hometown that she started a project called Open Bethlehem. Through liaisons with international, cultural, business, and activist groups, she hopes to save her city and its Christian heritage.
Over the last 4 years, over 400 Christian families, entire Christian families, have left the area. Today, Bethlehem is probably 35% Christian and 65% Muslim. While, in fact, the turn of the century, it was pretty much entirely Christian city. So the Christian element is dwindling in a way that we might actually not see any more original Christians left in the birthplace of Christ in a matter of decade or one generation.
At Mar Mikael Convent, a Greek Orthodox community in the Christian quarter of the Old City, it's hard to find anyone under 50.
I'm now studying in Tennessee, in Memphis.
But one young man, 26-year-old Andraus Kashan, is hoping to buck the trend.
And so I felt that it's been a long time. I need to visit my parents and friends.
شكراً يا رب على هذا الطعام يا رب أعطي للناس المحتاجين إلو باركنا وبارك ما أكلنا وبارك أولادنا وجوزنا. Thank you, Lord.
Compared to the United States, where he says many of his Christian classmates are surprised to learn that Palestinian Christians even exist, he finds a strong sense of identity here.
Yeah, for sure. I have very close connections to the land. It started when I was small, but when my classmates would make fun of my family name. And for a long time I wondered why it is like this. And suddenly my dad brought a book about the history of the family. And I now know that I belong to a Christian tribe that goes back 2,000 years ago. And I feel that I have to stay here, the land of my ancestors.
Outside the convent, on the famous Via Dolorosa, Old City residents go about their daily lives as religious pilgrims and tourists walk through the ancient streets.
So we have just entered St. Stephen's Gate, which is also called Lion's Gate.
37-year-old Christian Jerusalemite guide Eli Razak offers tours to Christian pilgrims from around the world.
Station number 7 is in front of us. This is where Jesus steps out of the old city walls.
But unlike Andraus, Eli is actively looking for a way to leave his ancestral homeland.
Tourists.
Increasingly, the bulk of religious tourists here are evangelical Americans, so-called Christian Zionists who are allied with right-wing Jewish groups. Even the Israeli government has time for evangelicals. The Israeli Ministry of Tourism, for example, recently signed a $50 million deal with televangelist Pat Robertson to build an evangelical theme park on the shores of the Galilee. As Eli and I continue to chat, we happen upon an American tour group of evangelicals.
Is this your first time in the Holy Land?
Yes, it is.
And how is it so far?
Absolutely amazing.
You know, there's some beautiful Greek Orthodox cathedrals and many different churches here.
Well, many, many churches, but they're all, to me, what I'm looking for is the times of Christ.
Right.
2,000 years ago.
Have you met any Palestinian Christians here?
I don't think we met any Palestinian Christians. I don't think we have.
I just met a Christian Palestinian yesterday who says his family's been here for 2,500 years.
Canadian?
Yeah, I'm Canadian, yeah.
You need a relationship with Christ.
Sorry?
To be saved. I can tell you, it's Jesus Christ.
But Ellie, your
if
family...
you believe in Jesus Christ...
Absolutely, but also Christians. There is two Christians. There is the evangelical or the Protestant Christians, and there is the authentic, what I call Christians, like the Greek Orthodox and the Catholic. That this is how Christianity started, right?
No. Everyone that believes in it. Sorry.
But Ellie, your family is Christian. They've been here for how long? 2,000 years or something?
They have been here for, around that time, that period.
As the man continues to try to save my soul and that of my guide, we politely take our leave.
Anyway, we're just doing a tour of the Holy Sites.
Later, as we near the station of the cross where Jesus accepted the condolences of the women of Jerusalem, saying, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but for your own children," Ellie is less philosophical.
So they didn't seem to acknowledge that you were a Christian at all, I mean, or that your family had been here for 2,500 years.
Sure. Me as a Christian, I believe, I feel that. I feel, living in this city, I have the same situation, and sometimes I go through the same things that Jesus has went through, unfortunately. I wonder and I ask myself why Jesus has put us in this situation like that. But
What kind of things do you mean?
This is one of the reasons that I will be leaving the city in the future.
Because there's no future here for you?
There is no future, even if there is a good job, and even if there is there's a spiritual war happening.
At St. George's Anglican Cathedral in Jerusalem, a 10-minute walk from the Via Dolorosa, the sense of disconnect between the Christian West and Christians in the Holy Land is less present. Today is the consecration of the new Bishop of Jerusalem, Sohail Dawani. Bishop Dawani is from Ramallah, a half hour away. But because of checkpoints and travel restrictions for those with West Bank ID, most of his congregation could not attend today's service. But still, it is a joyous occasion and the cathedral is packed. I managed to find a seat next to Mordecai Vanunu. Vanunu is the Israeli nuclear whistleblower who has taken refuge at St. George's since his release from prison in 2004. A representative of the Episcopalian Church in America is here, as well as an envoy of the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Our task is to be part of God's amazing grace, to be instruments of his peace.
Bishop Dawani speaks of the important role played by Christians here in the peace process.
And to be seekers of his justice, to make Jerusalem a model for peace and a place of coexistence among the three Abrahamic faiths. For we are all created in the image of God.
After the service, the crowd disperses into the courtyard. It's a sunny afternoon, and friends and family gather to chat. Looking over the crowd, I spot prominent Palestinian intellectual and activist Hanan Ashrawi. Ashrawi is also a Christian.
Madam Ashrawi, can I just ask you a quick question? What do you think today's consecration means to Palestinian Christians?
Well, it is very significant. This is the Episcopal Anglican Church has been Arabized, Palestinized for some time now. And it's a source of other than the religious connotations, it's also about identity, of pride, of continuity, of culture, of belonging, all these things together. And even those who are non-practicing always show up on these occasions to show a sense of community and identity.
But there were many people that couldn't make it here today because of checkpoints and...
Oh yes, it's very sad. I mean, you probably saw about one-tenth of the people who would come normally. Many were unable to come because Jerusalem is closed off, it's besieged, and Palestinians who don't have Jerusalem IDs cannot come to Jerusalem at all. So they've deprived all the Christians, all the Anglicans and Episcopals who wanted to come from participating in the ceremony.
Does today's turnout and general goodwill bode well for the future of Christians here, do you think?
I hope so. We need more than just goodwill.
Hello, Brian.
They're losing. Many are, as a result of fear, are losing land, are losing property, are losing freedom, losing people.
As the excitement of the event begins to die down, I strike up a conversation with Hin Khoury, the former Minister of Jerusalem Affairs under the Palestinian Authority.
Well, if I want to be straightforward, I tell you we're facing ethnic cleansing.
Despite the pleasantries and platitudes of the day, Khoury remains pessimistic when talking about the future of the Christian community here.
We're being kicked out of our city. We have no right to keep our homes. Most of our land has been taken away. We have no right to be mobile. I can't go and see my mother in Bethlehem unless I pass through a gate and if they're kind enough to let me pass. Our businesses are collapsing. Our institutions are collapsing. Basically, our presence is in danger to the extent that we may not be there very soon.
For dispatches, I'm Hadani Ditmars in Jerusalem.
My hope is that the whole world will wake up to see what's happening in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the center of the conflict, but it's the center of peace as well.